Hello, my name is Karen. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research company. We're conducting a survey on some important issues and perception of residents of New Orleans. Are you a native of New Orleans, or did you recently move to the city?
Wait, you gotta say that again. I didn't hear you.
Yeah, my name is Karen. We are conducting a survey on some important issues and perception of residents in New Orleans. Are you a native of New Orleans, or did you recently move to the city?
I'm a native.
You're a native. Overall, would you say that you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, or little dissatisfied, or dissatisfied at all with the following? What you pay for basic utilities such as electricity and water?
Yes, I do. Am I satisfied, you say?
If you're satisfied or not at all satisfied with what you pay for basic utilities, such as electricity
and water. I'm satisfied. Yeah, I'm satisfied.
Okay. We'll be very satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about the financial ability of your family to handle a major unexpected expense? You're satisfied or not at all satisfied?
Not at all satisfied.
What about the availability of affordable housing? You're satisfied or not at all satisfied?
I'm satisfied.
We'd be very satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you so much. Safety from property crime. You're satisfied or not at all satisfied?
So repeat the question.
You feel satisfied or not at all satisfied with safety from property crime?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. Thank you. What about the monthly cost for electricity and water? You're satisfied or not at all satisfied?
Not at all satisfied.
Thank you. What about what you pay for food and household goods? You feel satisfied or not at all satisfied?
Not at all satisfied.
What about safety from violent crime?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. And what about equal economic opportunities for people?
Not satisfied.
Not satisfied. And last one, what you pay for housing, mortgages, or rents? You feel satisfied or not at all satisfied?
Not at all satisfied.
Thank you so much. Have any of the following been a not at all significant, very significant reason of cause of stress in your life during the past 3 years, starting with the safety of you or your family members? It is a very significant cause of stress or not at all significant?
What was the second part of the question?
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about with safety and crime.
Yeah, if it is a cause of stress in your life, if it is a very significant, somewhat significant, or not significant at all cause of stress in your life during the past years, starting with the safety of your family members?
Oh, the first one.
Okay, and what about the health of you or your family members? It is a cause of stress. Is this very significant or not at all significant cause of stress?
Not at all.
What about your job stability? It is a significant, very significant, somewhat significant, or not at all significant cause of stress?
You said because of the stress?
Mm-hmm.
That's number one.
What about your ability to get around your community and the city? It is a very significant, somewhat significant, not very significant, and not at all very significant cause of stress in your life.
Somewhat.
Thank you.
Somewhat.
And the last one is meeting monthly household expenses. It is a very significant, somewhat significant, not very significant, and not at all significant cause of stress in your life.
Number one.
Thank you so much. Now, let me get your opinion if you have a lot of confidence, someone's confidence, or very little confidence in the mayor and city council accomplishing the improving the city streets and traffic lights.
Repeat that.
Mm-hmm. If you feel confidence or not confidence with the mayor and city council accomplishing with the improving the city streets and the traffic lights.
Oh, I've messed up, so I think that would be number one.
Okay.
I need to work on that.
I understand. And what about improving garbage collection in the city? You feel a lot of confidence, some confidence, or not confidence at all?
Not confident at all.
Yeah. And what about the quality of life improving in New Orleans in the next 3 years? You feel a lot of confidence, some confidence, and not confidence at all?
Yes.
Thank you. What about improving the drainage to prevent flooding in neighborhoods?
What about the neighborhood?
Improving drainage to prevent flooding in neighborhoods. You feel a lot of confidence, some confidence, very little confidence, and not confidence at all.
Not confidence at all.
What about making the city safer? You feel confident or not?
No, I don't. I don't think you have control for that.
I understand. And what about creating more better paying jobs in the city? You feel a lot of confidence, some confidence, very little
Less.
Confidence.
Less.
Okay, thank you so much. In your opinion, do you think that the New Orleans city government is doing an excellent, good, fair, or poor job in spending your tax dollars wisely?
And what's the choices between the spending the tax dollars?
Yeah.
Less
opinion,
confident?
No, if you feel that the city government is doing an excellent, good, fair, or poor job in expending your tax dollars wisely.
Totally.
Thank you. I would like you to focus in this public safety in New Orleans. Would you say that you feel safer, about the same, somewhat less, or much less safe in your neighborhood compared to 2 years ago?
Number one.
Thank
I feel
you.
Safe.
Thank you. And what do you think are the factors contributing the crime the most in New Orleans? Probably lack of access to mental health, too many guns, not enough police officers, personal problems, education opportunities, housing, release on bail for violent crimes, employment opportunities, transportation, or others?
I really didn't understand that question, but I...
Mm-hmm. And what do you what do you think are the factors contributing to crime?
Contribute to crime?
Yes, ma'am.
Who contributes to crime?
I'm sorry?
Repeat the question.
Mm-hmm. What do you think are the factors contributing to crime the most in New Orleans? Could be lack of access to mental health, too many guns, not enough police officers, personal problems, education opportunities, housing, release on bail for violent crimes, employment opportunities, transportation, or others.
I should say all of them. But,
And what would be the must one?
The mental health.
Thank you. And please tell me if you think that would be a very effective, somewhat effective, or not too effective strategy to reduce crime in New Orleans. The first strategy is a better coordination between criminal courts and the New Orleans Police Department to enforce sentencing. For you, that would be very effective strategy, somewhat effective, not too effective, or not at all effective.
Not at all.
What about increasing the police presence in your community? Would be very effective or not at all effective?
The increase would help out some.
Okay. What about create more opportunities for job training? Could be very effective, somewhat effective, not at all effective.
Number one.
Thank you. What about implement a community-based citizens and police response to nonviolent crimes? Could be very effective, somewhat effective, or not too effective.
Somewhat.
Thank you. And providing counseling and social services for parents and adults? It is effective, somewhat effective, or not at all effective?
Oh, if the parents and the adults would be a part of it?
Mm-hmm.
Repeat the question. I didn't understand the question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is providing counseling and social services for parents and adults?
Oh, yeah. That would help.
Thank you. And the last one says, providing more mental health social services and consoling for youth people.
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about creating more options for persons to rent or buy a home in New Orleans, tell me if you think it would be helpful or not. Build accessory dwelling units on an existing property. That would be helpful or not helpful?
Okay, I'm looking for my house. If people had more home, a responsibility at the home,
mm-hmm.
it would be more effective.
If it would be that's effective to create more quality, affordable housing in New Orleans, that's the question.
Yeah, it would help.
Okay, and what about create more home ownership and financing classes? That would be helpful or not helpful?
I thought it would be helpful.
Would you say it would be very or somewhat helpful?
Somewhat.
What about create adult co-living communities for people to live together? That would be helpful or not helpful?
For people to do what?
Create co-living communities for people to live together.
I don't think that would help.
Okay. And what about build micro houses such as tiny cottage or shipping containers to offer affordable housing in small spaces? That would be helpful or not helpful?
It would be helpful.
Thank you so much. And please tell me if you agree or disagree with these two statements. The first one says, the process of social and economic character of neighborhoods changing to attract new affluent residents in historically disinvested neighborhoods presents more challenges to find affordable housing for local citizens. You agree or disagree with this statement?
Yeah. I agree. People are mostly off the street.
Mm-hmm. And would you say that you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Yeah, I strongly agree with that.
Thank you. And what about the next one who says, the process of the social and economic character of neighborhoods changing to attract new affluent residents in historically disinvested neighborhoods presents a loss of culture for the city. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you some names and you can tell me if you approve or disapprove their job. And the first one is Mayor Latoya Cantrell. You approve strongly? Disapprove.
Oh, that she is the mayor?
Yeah. You approve or disapprove her job?
Repeat that question. I'm getting the first part of the question.
Yeah. The question is, I'm going to read you the names of several elected officials. For each one, tell me if you strongly disapprove, somewhat disapprove, neither disapprove or approve, or someone was approved or strongly approved. And the first one is Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
Some was approved.
Thank you. What about the New Orleans City Council?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about the New Orleans Police Department?
Somewhat approved.
Thank you. And the Sewerage and Water Board?
Oh, include the Water Board?
Yes.
I don't know how to answer that, but they got too many broken streets.
Oh, I understand. Thank you so much. And finally, thinking about the future of New Orleans, for each of the following statements, please tell me if you agree or not. And the first one says, the quality of life for me and my family will improve. You agree or disagree?
What's the first part of the question?
If you agree or disagree with the following statements for the future about New Orleans. And it says, the quality of life for me and my family will improve. You are
yeah,
real.
I agree with that. Yeah,
okay,
I agree. So,
okay, thank you. And the next one says, young people will leave New Orleans to find opportunity elsewhere.
Oh, they do.
The next one says, young people will enjoy a better quality of life better than their parents. You agree or disagree?
I agree.
Thank you. And the last one says, I will encourage young people to stay in New Orleans to pursue their career and raise a family. You agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Thank you so much. As we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. We're almost done, and thank you so much for your time. Please stop me at the range which best describes your household income, less than $35,000, $36,000 to $50,000, $51,000 to $74,000, $75,000 to $99,000, more than $100,000. Just an estimated, if you wish.
How much income I make?
Mm-hmm. The household income. What is the estimate?
It's the first one, the list.
Thank you. Tell me when you hear the group that contains your age, 80 to 30. 31 to 49, 50 to 60, or 61 and above?
61 and above.
Thank you. Tell me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school grad, some college or trade school, college grad, graduate or professional school, law or medical?
Some college and grade. Some college and law.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
Rent.
Thank you. Do you have any children under or over the age of 18 living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Do you have any extended family members or non-relatives living in your household over the age of 18?
No.
Thank you. What is your primary transportation in your rooms? You own a car, public transportation, rideshare, bicycle, motorcycle, or you use a friend or relative car?
I got a car, but it's broke down. I got to get it fixed.
Thank you so much. Well, we completed this survey. I do appreciate your time and kindness helping me with the questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
All right, you too.
Take care, man. Bye.